Welcome, everybody, here to Madison, Wisconsin. This is Phil Hendry, The Phil Hendry Show. With me is General Galen Shaw, Margaret Gray, Bud Dickman. We also have Weber Bickerstaff, along with Major Elvis Newton. And they want to address what they call the shabby treatment of Owen Bickerstaff on the show yesterday. And I have to tell you, Major Newton, you guys are friends, right?
Yes, we're friends for a long time. We're friends going back to our teen years. We were in the junior teen league, right, Weber?
Yes, the junior teen league.
Now, you've been drinking, haven't you?
Don't even ruffle your little panties about it, Mr. Hendry.
We were in the junior teen league, and in the junior teen league, we were an anti-terrorism group.
The junior teen league kicked ass and took names, I can tell you.
What is this junior teen league, if you don't mind?
Oh,
okay, General Shaw.
I know you, General Shaw. You're going to come in, and you're going to go ahead and relieve yourself over my fondest hopes and dreams.
No, I will not. General Shaw, the Junior Teen League was known throughout Tucson, Arizona, as a counterterrorism group. Now, you can laugh if you want, but we left a man for dead with his throat slit.
Yeah, there you go. What about that?
Well, if you did, I'd certainly like to know if there was a police report.
What does that mean?
Hey, let me jump in. I think what he means is if you guys really did attack somebody and leave them with their throat slit, yeah, we do need a police report.
So you'd rat out Weber Bickerstaff, Major Elvis Newton, and the entire Junior Teen League.
What do you mean, Junior Teen League? This was the name of a... So they thought that you were something else. What did you wear? You were like a car club?
No, we were not a car club. We were the Junior Teen League, feared as blood... Let me tell you, we'd leave you with your guts out.
The Junior Teen League, Mr. Hendry, was known in Tucson, Arizona, far and wide, as a counterterrorism strike force.
You guys have already said that. How old were you?
How old was I, or how old?
How old were you guys?
You sounded like a dog that had his foot caught in a door. How?
What do you mean, Mr. Hendry? How old were you guys when you were in the Junior Teen League?
I was 15. How old were you, Major Newton?
13.
You guys were 13 and 15.
We had more than us. There were 6 members of the Junior Teen League.
Yes, and the Junior Teen League didn't F around.
No, we didn't. Oftentimes, we would leave a man, you know.
Oh, what are you going to tell me now? Let me guess. You left a guy with his balls sewed up in his mouth.
That's right.
That's exactly right.
Oh, give me up. Are you kidding me or something?
No, I'm not kidding you. You guys can laugh all you want. Some guy who we knew to be a terrorist had been mouthing off at school and telling us what a bunch of punks we were. Guess what? He wound up dead with his balls sewed shut in his mouth.
That's right. This is what Hendry does. And we all know you, Mr. Hendry, as being very, very significant. You are notorious for this, laughing until you foul yourself.
No, I don't.
Well, Mr. Hendry, what do you think about that?
What do I think about it with the balls sewed up in the mouth? That's the kind of a legend that we heard for the Yugoslavian women did that in World War II, didn't they? Weren't there? What do you mean, the Yugoslavian women? The Yugoslavian partisan females were badass. You want badass? They would strangle Germans with their long hair.
Get the hell out of my life. You're telling me... Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yugoslavian partisans, the women particularly, were deadly. And yeah, they did that whole cut the balls off and sew them up in the guy's mouth thing.
I don't believe it. Weber Bickerstaff will never believe. Especially, would a woman do that to... You think some woman would take my balls and sew them up in my mouth?
Wow, what?
You're giving away your fear.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think they would if you were a member of... If you were a Nazi back then, which I don't think... But I want to get back to...
I would never be a Nazi.
I don't think you would be, sir, but I want to get back to this whole load of bullshit that I'm hearing right now.
Mr. Hendry, you've got to be very careful with what you say.
I'm not going
to
be careful with anything I say. You cut a guy's balls off and sewed him up in his mouth.
Sewed him up in my mouth?
In his mouth when you were 15 years old, huh?
Mr. Hendry, you can laugh all you want about the counterterrorism work of the Junior Teen League.
The Junior Teen League was badass. Okay? Badass.
What high school were you guys at?
We were at Northern Tucson High School.
Yes. Northern Tucson High School. And when we walked the halls, people just slunk along the halls and tried to creep into the nearest doorway, or would just hunch their shoulders and try to hide their faces, or just sneak right into a classroom that was already being used, risk being sent to detention just so they wouldn't have to encounter us, the Junior Teen League.
Bullshit.
You're kidding me.
It's very difficult to believe, Major Newton.
Margaret Gray, I thought for sure you'd understand.
You want us to get in Jay Santos?
Oh, why do we need that stumbling, muttering...
No, let's talk to him. I want to talk to him.
Jay Santos is coming in here.
What are you doing, Jay?
Well, I was unpacking some of the suitcases and we spend the night over here. I was taking out some underwear and everything.
My God, you were looking at my underwear. I told you not to do that, Jay.
I'm sorry, but...
Jay, when a man tells you don't look at his underwear...
All right, I'm sorry, but it was right there. It was at the top of what I was supposed to unpack.
All right, Jay, I want to ask some.
Yeah.
Do you know about the Junior Teen League?
The Junior Teen League, I know a little bit about it. They were a counterterrorism group that were well-known in Tucson, Arizona, back in the 1970s. They cut a guy's balls off, sewed them up in his mouth, and some other stuff.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
Yes, what do you think of that, Mr. Henry?
I think you're full of shit, Jay.
Well, you know, I tried.
Oh, nice going.
Way to sell it, Jay.
I'm unpacking your underwear, okay?
We asked you to sell this.
I'm unpacking your underwear, okay?
Jay, what's getting into you?
I'm tired of carrying your slop jars.
The man doesn't want to carry our slop. Ha-ha. Jesus Christ.
Jay Santos, thank you, Jay. We won't bother you. So it seems to me, Major Newton and you, Weber Bickerstaff, that you guys are full of shit.
Because you say it, Mr. Henry, doesn't make it so. And we have people who know different.
We've got people, Mr. Henry, who when they looked down, their intestines were already out in front of them, laying on the floor. And they went, how did it get like that? Oh, I know. Someone from the Junior Teen League did it to me.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. You don't believe us, do you? I can tell you this, Mr. Henry. I don't believe you. I can tell you this. There are people out there today who when they go to urinate, they go, gee, what happened to... When they go to urinate, they go, gee, what happened to my testicles? Oh, that's right, the Junior Teen League.
You guys are so full of shit.
Mr. Henry, it doesn't matter if you believe us or not. We know what our history is. We know where we've been. We know who we done did.
You do it.
We know where we've been, and we know who we is.
And Jay Santos, one of your most loyal soldiers there, Major Newton, just walked out, okay, because he said he was tired of carrying your slop jar.
I'll talk to Jay Santos. Don't you worry your pretty little head about that.
What's that? What you gonna do?
Jay, don't you ever tell people you're carrying my slop jars.
Look, Major...
Don't do it ever again. Don't do it ever again or I'll throw you out of the... I'll not only throw you out of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, I will throw you out of the Citizens Auxiliary Police from atop a freeway overpass that when I'm done throwing you... You'll be out of the Citizens Auxiliary Police and laying in the fast lane of the 405 with a gigantic 18-wheeler bearing down on you. Huh? What about that?
That doesn't scare me.
You're losing your touch. You're not the man I knew in the Junior Teen League.
All right. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
When Mr. Henry says thank you very much, gentlemen, that means fuck off, gentlemen.
Watch your language. Mr. Henry may be allowed to say that. I may be allowed to say that. You turds don't get to say that kind of stuff.
I've never been spoken to by a woman like that since this morning.
Oh, what a dick.
Since this morning, huh?
All right, coming up, we can't let this time of the year pass without the Winter Tacular being advertised at Western Estates, and we'll be hearing all about that right after this.
Hi, this is Bobby Dooley. You know we're going to have our Winter Tacular on the weekend of January 4th and the 5th also. The 4th and the 5th also. I will be the Winter Queen, and Steve will have on his skin-tight elf suit as he dances ahead of me, with beautiful flower-shaped icicles being tossed before me. Steve?
That's right. I'm going to be doing that as Joy Elf.
Yes, Steve will be Joy Elf, and it's the Winter-tacular on the 4th and the 5th. But in the meantime, get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. That's real. That's something that's actually going to happen, and not this punk Winter-tacular.
Get a backstage pass now at the world-famous Phil Henry Show. You can listen to Bobby Dooley, Steve Bozell, Margaret Gray. We've got them all, man. We've got old shows from General Galen Shaw. We have Frank Gray. It's all there at our website, the archives, radio show, the digital archives. I mean, we've got thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of great entertainment. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, the greatest value online, in fact, other than porn.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show. It's Bobby Dooley next. Yeah.
All right.
One of our favorite bands around here, that is C'est La Vie's here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Claw and Tong here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Thank you very much, Margaret, for kicking off this segment. We have Bobby Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association. And by the way, we are live in Madison. I say live. We're here live right now. When you hear this, it's a recording. We're in Madison, Wisconsin. And we'll explain our appearance here tomorrow on the show, but staying at a beautiful, beautiful hotel here called the Edgewater. We have General Galen Shaw here, Bud Dickman, Margaret Gray, Bobby and Steve Dooley have made the trip, as did, and I hope they don't regret it, Weber Bickerstaff and Major Elvis Newton, sir. You know what? I just got the finger.
Yeah, they both gave us double fingers.
I gave you the double finger. Because, all right, get out of here, will you? Ever put your hands on... Oh, he put his hands all over me. We'll get our attorney on it. Get your attorney on it. What are they doing here anyway? They said they had some meeting in Chicago of the Junior Teen League reunion. You know, all these guys are like in their 60s now.
And they were all real hard asses in high school, huh? The Junior Teen League.
Yeah, apparently the Junior Teen League kicked ass, took names, you know?
Yeah, sure. All right, anyway... Oh, we've talked to you already, Weber. Yeah. Anyway, Bobby Dooley with us. Bobby, nice to see you. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. I didn't know I walked into such a firestorm.
Right. Coming up on the 4th and the 5th is the Wintertacular. And we saw the tweet from Steve he was on X talking about the ceremony. And he seemed a little defensive about it. He seems that he needs to explain it fully. Can you tell me about it and put it into terms that you feel the audience would understand it the best.
Thank you, Phil. The Wintertacular is simply our celebration of the coming of the winter season. It's the coming of the winter people, i.e. the Winter Queen. It is when the winter people and the Winter Queen emerge up out of the permafrost. They emerge up out of the frost. They're all only, and we're talking about mythology here.
I was going to say, are we talking some kind of paganism?
I wouldn't call it paganism, but the Winter Queen and the small winter elves are no more than 7-8 inches high. So all these people we're talking about are just 7 or 8 inches high.
The Winter Queen is 7 inches high.
Yes, sir, and...
General.
All right, I'm sorry.
The general show is laughing, and...
No, me.
Sorry.
All right, so go ahead.
Thank you. So the Winter Queen comes out, she parades out, and dancing in front of her is her joy elf. This is the elf who spreads these flower-shaped icicles at her feet. It is the joy elf that gives her joy, the joy elf that puts the smile on her face and makes her fertile. That is, she is fertile, but not having had connubination and connutation with the joy elf.
Now, this is starting to sound a little bit like Elcott, the next step.
I was going to say,
well, this had nothing to do with that, mister. It's not a religion. We're simply interpreting. God.
Ms. Dooley, you have to understand, we got the Elcott people talking to us about all kinds of weird things they have to do for their religion.
This is not a religion. I'm just telling you how it is. That when the Winter Queen comes out of her small, it is a small cubicle. It's a small little opening in mud. That's where the Winter Queen lives. Oh, okay. What's the story?
Bobby,
you asked the question, I'm giving you an answer.
Go ahead.
Thank you, bud.
All right. What are you laughing at?
You?
The Winter Queen comes out of the hole she lives in the mud, and then the Joy Elf emerges. The Joy Elf is her elf. The Joy Elf is the Winter Queen's elf, times two. The Joy Elf and the Winter Queen are one Quelf, or Een. That is the combination, you know, of the Winter Queen and the Joy Elf. Yes. Or you could say
She is the Woy Quelf. That is the Winter Queen.
Joy Elf.
Yes, Joy Elf. I understand why they got angry.
Bobby, I'm going to laugh when I hear something funny.
What is funny about a thousand-year-old legend? I don't think that's a... The Joy Elf and the Winter Queen or the Welf.
No, she said not the Joy Elf or the Winter Queen. She said the Quelf or the Woy Joy.
Yes, that's what I heard, Woy Joy.
I didn't hear that and you didn't either.
God damn, Phil, I didn't hear that and you didn't. Don't tell me what I heard.
I can see they're getting frustrated.
Yes.
What are you guys doing here? We're hanging at the door listening.
I thought you were leaving.
We decided not to leave. Well, we could leave, but we want to know what you're saying about us, so...
And you guys have been standing at the door.
Yes, we've...
Would you mind? Yeah, I gotta show you guys out.
Put your hands on me.
Okay, Bobby, so the Joy Elf, which is Steve, comes dancing out, and he's wearing the skin-tight elf suit.
Yes, he's wearing a skin-tight elf suit, which signifies his role as the Quelf or the Roy Joy. What is the Roy Joy in plain English? The Roy Joy is the elf that keeps the Winter Queen smiling and fertile.
All right, so the Joy Elf and the Winter Queen have relations?
Yeah, you could put it that relations. They have sex. We understand, Bobby. We wanted to put it in a way a little bit more delicate.
Those guys gone?
Yeah, I kicked them out.
How dare you?
Hey, Mr. Bickerstaff, don't stand at the window there. It's creepy, all right? We have Bobby and Steve Dooley with us for the last few minutes of our show here from Madison, Wisconsin. So she comes out as the Winter Queen. The Joy Elf sprinkles these flowers that are shaped like, these icicles that are shaped like flowers.
Yes.
And then comes what is called the Canubination.
Yes, the Canubination is very simple. The Winter Queen lifts up her very, very wide skirt. It's a petticoat. It's a gigantic skirt. Lifts it up, and the Joy Elf slinks in underneath, and she continues walking. Only now she's got a big smile, like, show us the smile. It's like this. Thank you. It's been very nice being with you, Mr. Henry.
Where are you going?
No, it's okay. I have to go now.
You have to go now. You mean?
No, I don't mean to the bathroom. I've got to go now. Okay, like the song we've already said.
Goodbye.
Like that?
Yeah, okay.
Well, don't look at me like I'm... Don't look at me, Mr. Henry, like I'm the one with my jeans halfway down my ass crack. You're the one that started this.
I didn't start anything, Ms. Dooley. All I said was, where did the Joy Elf go? And he goes under your skirt, and you say he makes you fertile.
Oh, she's already left. Goodbye, Bobby. Bye.
Those guys are still standing at the door. Yes, we're standing at the door. We just wanted to see what... All right, we'll leave.
Get out of here.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show has been executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Beautiful in Madison, Wisconsin, man. We will be here tomorrow. We'll tell you what we're doing here. Thank you, Bobby Dooley. Thank you, let's see, Weber Bickerstaff and Major Elvis Newton, they're still hanging at the door here.
Well, I just want to make sure there's nothing being said.
We will see you guys tomorrow. Thanks. Phil Henry here.